this is Dr. Evgenia Goldford dictating a last report on Olivia Bennington, date of birth 3/6/1997, date of procedure June 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldford Dio. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, bright red blood pro-rectum, comma, bloating, comma, diarrhea, and constipation. Description and procedure. Informed consent of the pain period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions and malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated, just prior anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated lymph studio. Gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum, bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, and retroperitoneal is obtained in the cardiac air reception from the stomach before a gyroscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymph studio colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified with the presence of the penicillin orbis, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the fold. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, split colon, the rectum, period. Terminal lymph was intubated and evaluated. A retroflex is obtained in the rectum. Boston Bedpop score is graded as a... (7.2-3.2) comma good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained given the dysphagia. Please go back to the indications and add dysphagia. Next line, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation on the dysphagia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology for H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for diarrhea and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there were 2 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, follow up in office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending pass. Thank you.